Hey everyone, welcome to our next edition of Taking Stock. This afternoon, I am really excited to welcome Stacey Erickson. Stacey is the director at Clarkston, has joined our firm in the past year, actually was a client of ours prior to, and I have learned so much from working with Stacey over this past year. And the topic that you're going to hear her talking about is one that was really exciting when we first chatted about it a few weeks ago. And it's this idea of how you develop the mindset to be comfortable being uncomfortable, knowing that in your career, there's going to be times where you need to really stretch yourself and you need to challenge yourself to take on new opportunities, new responsibilities, perhaps move to a different job, to a different industry, whatever it might be. Stacey's going to share some different perspectives on how she's been successful during those different transformations in her career, during those different opportunities that she's pursued in her career. And again, some really great perspective that I think you'll all find really enjoyable and helpful. So enjoy the listen, and we'll chat with you on the other side. Thanks. Hey, Stacey, welcome to Taking Stock.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And it is, you truly are an avid listener. And I think that's genuine because you tell me all the time that you're listening to them. So I appreciate it.
I am. It's been one of the greatest ways to get to know you a bit and also Clarkston a bit. So yeah, thanks for doing this.
Well, good that you get to know Clarkston. Maybe not so good that you get to know me. But and for our listeners out there, Stacey is sporting very proudly a Golden State Warriors shirt today.
They're up 3-0 in the Western Conference Finals, Steve. So it's a good time to be a Warriors fan again, I'd say.
And Stacey is a real Golden State Warriors fan outside of the bandwagon ones, having, you know, living in the area. So.
Born, bred, grown up, a Warriors fan.
So Stacey is new to Clarkston, comes from industry and has a wealth of experience. So certainly not reading your resume, but give our listeners a little bit of a sense of your background and what led you to join Clarkston.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I mean, I'll age myself a bit, you know, so 25 years of different types of experience, most recently 16 years at a medical device company where I had the opportunity to do so many different things. I actually started at that company in IT. I had come from IT consulting, actually, came into that company in IT, then spent some years in marketing. Then spent some years in operations and finally landed into like the sourcing procurement team, which is really where I ended up finding my passion. Spent a lot of years managing supply bases, consolidating supply bases all across a pretty large company and a pretty large supply base. And it was fun. I love that. And just ended up coming back full circle into my IT roots, kind of at the end of my experience there, where I took on like a procure to pay SAP implementation, led that up, got the chance to work globally with a lot of great people, and really kind of found again that I was pretty passionate about building systems and process and even data in this kind of procure to pay, source to pay space. And so it made me think like maybe it's time to look at ways I could pay that forward into other companies or other industries. And so, yeah, I went on a little search and luckily during that project, I had gotten to work with Clarkston quite a bit and I was always highly impressed with people that Clarkston brought to the table. Some of the people I met, you know, really felt like friends kind of instantly. And so it was a pretty easy jump to, you know, think about where I wanted to go by giving Clarkston a call, and luckily got the call back. So I'm here.
Yeah, we're very, very lucky to have you. And thank you for that overview. And so Stacey and I were chatting a couple of weeks ago when we were thinking about what would we want to chat about on this conversation. And a lot of it has to do with kind of your transformation from industry into consulting. You mentioned you had the background in consulting somewhat, but what I find so fascinating and what you and I talked about is making that transformation. So much of, in my opinion, being a consultant is being comfortable in the uncomfortable, right? You're being thrown into different things. So you have taken a huge leap in your career. You mentioned Pay It Forward, which I love, and you've certainly been doing that. But you've taken a huge leap in your career. What are some of the things that you have done historically or currently do to prepare yourself in terms of how do you get out of your, how do you prepare yourself when you are going to be working out of your comfort zone, right? Is it just a mindset, or are there tactical things that you do to make sure that you're ready for kind of new challenges, whether it's moving to a different industry, moving into consulting, or kind of some of the constant changes and challenges that you face, you know, within the consulting profession?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, that's a good question. This idea of like being comfortable, being uncomfortable, honestly, I would say has been a huge like driving force behind my like my life and opportunities, because I do think we get a lot of different chances in life to probably think about. I mean, those of us who are, you know, lucky enough, right, get chances to think about new challenges or new opportunities. And I think, you know, it's always that question of, is this the right time? Am I the right person? Isn't it just easier to stay here where I know what I'm doing and where I can trust myself? Or is it, you know, is it the right time for me to take that challenge, put myself in an uncomfortable place? And I guess, Steve, like, whether it's mindset or whether it's luck, I'm not sure, but I do feel like I've been blessed with this wanting to get uncomfortable, wanting to make changes, wanting to take that opportunity in front of me, even though not all of them have worked out. And we can talk about some of those that have worked and haven't worked. But I also realize that's not true for everyone. I've mentored people. I've had people in my life where it's not always easy to get uncomfortable, and they absolutely will question, why me, why now? And I think those are fair questions, right? And I think you do have to be ready to have some tools to answer those questions, right? And maybe one of the best tools is looking at the people around you and asking them, you know, is it the right time? Am I the right person? Like, I think it might have been you, Steve, who told me, like, be confident in those that are confident in you. Like, I think that's huge, because I think your board of directors or your people around you are probably some of the best places to go and check those opportunities, check if it's the right time, if you're the right person to take that next step. I don't know what you think, but I feel like.
Yeah, no, and that's shout out to my mom, because she taught that to me a long time ago. I was promoted into a role early in my career, and I never ever thought that I was capable of doing it. And, you know, my mom simply said to me, well, you know, you have to have some belief in those who believe in you. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. That makes sense. And it always stuck with me. And I think now the reason why this is so important is the pace of change is like crazy right now, right? Everything going on in the world around us, everything going on in the workforce, that it's such a dynamic path that anyone is going on. And ultimately, your ability to be able to react to all of those changes, your ability to be able to thrive in a dynamic environment is really, really, really important, right? This idea of kind of slow and steady, I don't know if that works as much as it used to. Mm-hmm. Right? You need to be able to kind of quickly react, adapt, new ways of working, new challenges, new responsibilities. So what, any other kind of tactical things that kind of you thought about as you've done that? I mean, take for instance, right, you being a consulting in a different industry to where you've maybe worked your entire career, or consulting around a subject matter that might be less familiar to you. What are some of the things that you do to prepare for success?
So two probably different thoughts. One thing I wanted to mention that I'm huge on is in trying to make a decision or trying to think about, is this the right opportunity for me, or what's the best next change for me, or my career or my family or whatever it might be. I love this idea of like storyboarding, I call it, but really thinking about whether it's a pro cons or something where you visually, you know, kind of put together like, why would this be a challenge? Why would this be good? Really kind of storyboard it out and think about all the different angles of things. And because there are so many angles, right? Like, oh, this will give me personal growth that might take time away from my family or whatever it is you're mm-hmm. balancing, right? When trying to make that decision. So I do like to challenge myself to truly like do a little bit of that reflection and analysis. And then, I mean, your question, like once you're in it, once you like kind of know you're going to take like a next step that might be a bit uncomfortable. For me, I mean, I'm just so glad we live in an age where like information is infinitely available. So I just start my research. I mean, Google 101, right? I just start the Google of everything I can that might give me a little bit of snippet background, a podcast, a Taking Stock podcast, right? That might tell you about what you need. But there's so many quick, like little things that you can just learn so much so quickly these days. And I don't know what my poor mom did when she had to take a new challenge, but I'm glad that we have all this information right at our hands. So that's probably my number one go-to.
Yeah, I mean, it's great guidance, and it's something that seems obvious, but I mean, there is a ton of information out there, but still so much of it is the mindset. I think you mentioned earlier, kind of trusting those around you, which is critically important. And I think just the willingness to stretch. To me, what I've always found really helpful is I think you need to, number one, you need to take a huge step back and think about kind of whatever this step you might be taking, how does it fit within the overall picture? Things are not always linear. I love the analogy of kind of a rock climbing wall. Sometimes you have to take a couple steps to the left or a couple steps down to potentially get to where you need to go. And I think the understanding of taking that step back and realizing this might seem foreign, this might be taking me totally outside of my comfort zone, but I actually have a lot more in my tool belt to be successful in this role than might seem so on paper.
That's right.
Right. There's so many different things in your experiences that you're able to leverage. I think the opportunity for anyone is to have that ability to take a step back and say, well, this isn't as foreign as it may seem.
That's right. That's right. I mean,
so go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to just say like some of the things that if you think about some of your experiences through your career and you've been stretched and challenged, you mentioned that there were some positive experiences and some not so positive experiences. Where do you want to start? The good or the bad?
Maybe we start with the bad and end with the good. Is that?
I love it.
All right.
I love it. So give me an example of a time where you've been stretched, you've been taking out of your comfort zone, and maybe it hasn't worked. And what did you learn from that?
Yeah. And we classify it as bad, but they're probably actually the best ones, right? The ones that didn't work.
Yeah. Good way of looking at it.
Well, because hindsight 2020, I always say, right? But when I think about these challenging stretch assignments, it is amazing what I learned from them. And honestly, it's kind of led me as a mom, as a wife, and even as a family to kind of have this idea of like, there are no setbacks, just set ups. And we really use this like in our family mantra, because mm-hmm. when you look back, right, all these setbacks you might have usually just literally set up something amazing. I might tell you what these, a couple of these challenging assignments, what they ended up setting up, which were just as exciting.
I love it. I love the way you frame that out. I really do.
So just set the scene real quick. I was based in California, which is where I am based now as well. And I had a 3-year-old and a 6-month-old. So I was coming out of my second maternity leave. But you know, these two young boys at home. And I got the opportunity from our kind of global sourcing leader to take on the sourcing leader role for our largest business unit at the company I was at. And huge business unit, multi-billion dollar business unit, multi-million dollars in spend. But that team was based in New Jersey, your home state.
That's it. This challenge, it's done. That's the challenge. You had to come to New Jersey.
I had to go to New Jersey.
There you go. Enough said.
Right? Like, is this the right time, right place? Am I the right person? I mean, all those questions, right? I've got these young kids. I'm in California. You want me to do what in New Jersey? And am I really the right person? So, I mean, honestly, I I said yes. You might ask what my storyboard told me and why I said yes. But some of the people I was pretty confident in at that time really said, like, I think it's a great step because you're going to get exposure to this really large business unit in our company that you're not going to get exposure to otherwise. It's based out of New Jersey. It's really where, you know, the kind of heart and soul of the company is. And so it's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. And I did take it on, and it was not the right time, ended up. It was not the right location because flying back and forth from California to New Jersey every couple weeks with those kind of young kids just was not the time. So you could probably see the writing on the wall, right, when I set it up. But yeah, it went on for about a year and a half. You know, it wasn't like the quickest, it wasn't the quickest setback. But at the end of it, when I kind of called a truce and said, you know, I don't think this is the best for the company or for me or for my family. What can we do? How can we put a new leader in here and relook at it? It actually, Steve, ended up setting up my chance to take an international assignment out in Amsterdam, which we could talk about a whole other thing. But the whole thing was like, well, we want you leading some part of this business, but you obviously want to be with your family. And another part of this business that's really important for us is out here in a new location. And what if you could take your like family with you, right? And we can make this all work. So, but that stretch was definitely a time where it was, you know, I'm glad I did it. It was not the best for the family or for me, but definitely learned a ton. And I don't look back with any regrets on it.
How challenging was that? I mean, for a myriad of reasons, certainly. Being in New Jersey for 18 months, probably pretty high on the list. I say that for all of my Jersey friends and family. I'm just joking, kind of. But you know, when you're making those life decisions, right? It's the those work decisions that are so grand.
Yeah.
Right. We talk so much about work-life balance today.
Yeah.
You know, it's so hard when you have to make those decisions that not only have such a tangible, meaningful impact on your work career, but also on your life, right? And just think about how hard it is to make those decisions, right? Just in, I think about decisions that maybe my parents had to make where it was just singularly about, do I want to take this job because I want to pursue a different path in my career? But when you think about a decision like that, that has such an impact on, you know, two young kids, a growing family, it's so much harder when you have other family stakeholders that are so directly impacted by your decisions.
I mean, the interesting thing, you know, I bet if I went and asked my husband or my kids today, remember that time I was leading the New Jersey, like, you know, sourcing team, they'd probably look at me like, no, don't remember that. Because like, actually the, you know, the impact of my family probably was nothing compared to like, you know, the impact I've taken. And I try to remember that at times, like, when you're in the moment, it might feel incredibly hard and impactful, and this challenge is just too much for everyone. But outside that moment, once you get some distance from it, there's usually, I'm going to say, not a ton of a lasting impact on the others, right? So like, it's weighing that like cost benefit ratio of, if I take this challenge, like, how damaging could it really be if it didn't go wrong? When you really measure something out, like, you know, hopefully, right? But the damage isn't usually as great as what you end up getting out of it. And so I guess I would just say my family wouldn't even remember.
Yeah.
The time I did this, but it doesn't mean that at the moment it wasn't tough for us all.
So share with me an example. And certainly as you were able to take that step back and turn into a step up as it relates to the international assignment. Give me an example of a time where you took an opportunity or a challenge in your career, and it really did, like, right from day one, this is perfect for me. Of course, joining Clarkston would be top on the list, I assume. But or maybe that is your answer, and I don't need to be facetious about it. But give me an example of kind of where you took a stretch assignment and it absolutely worked out. And what led to what was the reason for that success?
Yeah, great. So it's fun to have different ones to choose from. And I have had a couple international assignments that were amazing. And I would talk to anyone about international assignments. Those do take a while to play out. They don't feel right like day one. They're such big changes. So I'd say one that's maybe closer to being like something that I just knew was a great change was I mentioned it really briefly in my intro, but I got a chance to go from IT to marketing. Like overnight. So I had spent almost 10 years and then I graduated as an IT major. I had spent almost 10 years doing really IT focused roles. I was in IT at this company and I got this tap to go to marketing. What a change, like what a change. And I can't even tell you today how the tap came, but I just know I got this tap to go to marketing and I thought, this is so weird. Like I'm an IT person and like, this marketing team is like they're out there selling and they're amazing and they're creative and they're, you know, they know all these, everything about our customer and our product. I mean, what a great switch for me. It really opened like all these doors into leaders I, you know, didn't know, parts of the business I hadn't touched, you know, so much closer to the customer, so much closer to the product. And day one, I mean, honestly, just walking into my first meeting, I was like, this is going to be good. Like, this is going to totally change my perspective on like this company, what we do, where we operate. And it literally was my direct course into like really being on more this kind of business side where it kind of led me into an operations job and then ultimately a sourcing job because the area I was helping market for was our sports medicine area, which I ended up then running operations for sports medicine. And then that led into like this sourcing area. And anyway, I can't even tell you how that opportunity came. I'm just so glad that I didn't question all the things I could have questioned. I don't know anything about marketing. I don't know anything about sales. I don't know. I could have gone down a list of I don't knows. And the list of what I did know would have been like, I know your systems that you use in marketing, you know? So just so glad that I, you know, someone told me like, don't do that. If they're tapping you to do something totally different and it sounds exciting, believe in them and that they believe in you. So.
Yeah. And building off of that, I do believe, and I'm pretty sure you and I have talked about this, but, I do believe that cross-functional mindset is so critical for organizations. And I think companies would be much better off if they challenged, you know, key leaders within the organization to take leaps from one functional area to the other, for a couple of reasons, right? I think companies need to think cross-functionally, number one, but also I just think there's so much in common. Yet you, the way you said it, like I'm in IT, what do I know about marketing? But yet you still understand the business. You understand a lot of ways kind of under the hood in ways in which people and some of your marketing counterparts wouldn't understand. So you just come at it from a different perspective, which is incredibly valuable. The more diverse thinking that you're able to get, right? So I think that more and more companies should be challenging people to kind of stretch and to get out of their comfort zones. I think they're going to lead to, you know, a lot more success.
These companies that I you speak to now that are doing like rotational programs, and I know they have been for years, but it feels like more and more you're seeing them. And even rotational programs within a function is great. If you can have rotational programs across functions, like how amazing for people at any stage in their career to be able to enter something like that. So I really commend companies that are able to do that. I know it takes a ton, you know, there's so much coordination, but that's a commendable program to have for sure.
Yeah. And you so often see that as part of like a leadership track. It doesn't have to be. I think it's just something that if you could somehow embed that into, which is why I believe consulting firms offer a lot of value, is because we bring that cross-functional mindset.
It's like a constant rotational program. I mean, it really is amazing too. Yeah. Like, as a steward at Clarks, I'm already seeing myself get a lot of opportunity. And as you're working with different clients, you're able to kind of rotate them through some different ideas, right, of what you've seen. And yeah, it's a neat view to have.
Well, Stacey, thank you very much for sharing your experiences. And I appreciate you being comfortable in the uncomfortable throughout your career and also on these fun conversations as well. So thank you for sharing your perspectives with the group. and appreciate it very much.
Sure. Can I leave what we want with one thought?
Absolutely.
Well, I'd just say to any listeners, two questions I asked myself and I would just leave you with: if not you, who? And if not now, when? Be my closing.
I love thoughts. It. I love it. We'll close with that. Thank you very much, Stacey. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye.
All right, Stacey, thank you very, very much for joining us. Thank you to all of our listeners for listening in. I've gotten to know Stacey really well over the past year. I did not know she spent a year and a half in New Jersey, but any chance I get to make fun of my home state, it's always good to do. And like I said, I think Stacey has wonderful perspectives, and she has continually challenged herself and taken upon so many different opportunities throughout her career. There's a ton that every single one of us could learn from some of what she shared and how she, again, has managed through those different kind of pivot points in her career. And I love the way she thought through and talked through how step backs are step ups. And I think if we could all have that mindset as we embark upon our career journeys, we'll be better off for it. So thank you again, Stacey, and looking forward to future sessions here on Taking Stock. Have a great day.